Well, Mr. Brady, you have a new health care bill, and it looks like you're going to be called to vote sometime this week.
Yeah, the House is rushing the Pelosi plan to a vote by Thursday. It is twice the size of that massive bill that we all researched and discussed in town halls in August. $1 trillion of new spending, so much more deficit spending for future generations, forces millions of people out of the health care plan they have today. It raises taxes on small businesses. For our seniors, it cuts Medicare, which is going to have a huge impact on Medicare services. And again, forces people out of plans, costs jobs in a major way, and really, I think, goes exactly the wrong way in healthcare today. It interjects the government so deeply into all of our intimate healthcare decisions. We do need reform. Everyone agrees with that. But this bill is exactly the wrong way to go.
Well, the speaker is giving everyone less than a week to read 2,000 pages, just about.
It is. You would have to read the equivalent of a book each day over the next 7 days to be able to figure out what's in this bill. We're all pouring through it. But it has provisions in there, for example, that a lot of people haven't noticed. One which would shut the door on 40 hospitals in Texas, physician-owned hospitals. They employ over 15,000 people all throughout Southeast Texas, Austin, Dallas, and the Valley. All of these really good hospitals, but Washington doesn't like them. They're going to close down individual plans. People who buy their health care through individual plans, they are limiting flexible savings accounts. They're really forcing people out of these hospitals and plans because Washington is picking winners and losers. That's our big fear. They're going to ultimately ration care, pick winners and losers in health care, and at the end of the day, families and patients will be the losers.
This bill, it does seem to have more taxes on what you would consider to be a middle-class person than the last one.
It increases taxes on workers if they don't take the health care that's offered them, new taxes, 2.5% tax on payroll, on professionals and small businesses who will be taxed with the new income tax. And then they repeal a lot of tax breaks for health savings accounts and flexible savings accounts. So they're actually taxing people who are saving for their health, as well as a new what we call wheelchair tax on medical devices, those devices that people use when they're usually trying to recover from an illness. So, yeah, there are tons of taxes in this bill, tons of Medicare cuts, tons of mandates, none of which lower health care costs.
It sort of makes you wonder at 1,990 pages, what did they leave out?
There are two things prominently left out of this massive bill. One is lawsuit reform. So all those frivolous lawsuits that drive up defensive medicine costs and that you and I have to pay for, that's not in there, even though it works to lower health care costs. And secondly, even though the word shall is used 3,400 times in this bill, shall everything, when it comes to a member of Congress enrolling in this bill, all of a sudden the word is may. So members of Congress are exempted from this new government-run health care plan, which probably tells you all you need to know about how good that plan's going to be.
Since you got this bill on Thursday, it's been full battle stations. Can you give people an idea of exactly what's been going on from long before dawn to well after dusk?
Well, we are traveling every corner of our district and by phone and media, rallying people to this cause. The fight really is on health care. This will change over the next week. The vote that's being taken will change the direction of our country, change the direction of health care. And for those who say, well, we need to do something, let me tell you, taking this step is a step backwards toward affordable health care, toward giving us choices, making sure we're covered if we're in between jobs, knocking down this government who's going to direct to us what doctors we can see, what treatments we get, what medicines we can receive. This is a step backward. We can do better. Health care is too important to get it wrong.